It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
I'm Chris Moreland, bringing live action again today for game number 3 of 4 between this Toyota D-Mark Classic. Mark will be the second game today. They're in losing bracket. They're playing against the Princeton Lady Tigers in their game. We're both comes in the game with 7 wins and 4 losses. A Princeton fell 5 wins and 7 losses on their record as well. So Princeton has a pretty decent team. They are led by Ailey Taylor. She's a junior. She averages around 21 points a game. Then they have Raymond Jones. She averages a little right at 9.9 a game, a little under 10. She's a junior as well. Then they have Jemiah Buford, averages 8 points a game, and Nia Dame, another junior, averages 8.6 a game. So you got pretty well balanced scoring across the board. And they're a lot of players can really contribute to their their game plan and stuff. So, but some of the key wins and key losses for Princeton so far. Some of the key wins against Forest Park, against Boonville, and then they also some of their biggest losses were to South Spencer, to Southridge, Gibson Southern, South Knox, South Spencer, and Central. They lost to all those. Those are all good basketball teams there they lost to. So, so that's what they had. As for North Carolina on the season, they've been against Central. It was a Wright. It was a Modern Day in Crawford County. Well, their biggest losses were against Southridge, Washington, Gibson Southern. So that's where they've three big losses came from. So the Vikings coming to the game is 7 wins, 4 losses. Their three-game win streak got snapped this morning when they lost to the Lady Trojans in their game against them. So, like I said earlier, I'm trying to find those scores from earlier in the tournament. Here they are. North Posey lost their first game 63-54 against Wood Memorial. Other girls bracket. Danville beat Princeton 52-37. Then we had Princeton boys beat Danville 47-45. Then North Posey's boys won 64-54. Or 68-58. Sorry about that. So that's where we are right now. And he's so good classic so far. North Posey boys will play at 8 o'clock tonight when they play against Princeton High School in the winners bracket of their game. They will play in the championship tomorrow night. If they lose, they will play in the third place game of the tournament. Those games will broadcast those games live on WPIW from Wilton High School. So either North Posey will play at 5 o'clock or they will play at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. The boys will. So as for the girls, they're gonna play. If they lose the game, they're gonna play at 7. They're gonna play at 9 in the morning. Or if they win this game against Princeton, they will play at noon for the fifth place game. So it just really depends on where they're gonna be end up at. So we'll see what happens. The buzzer went off. Just let both teams know that what's going on the court. And we're about to square off in this battle here between these two schools. So, but I'll get scores for you in a little bit. The other bracket going on over at Gibson Southern today, because they're also playing. They're playing 8 games as well at the Gibson Southern High School as well. But two scores I got right now are Enzo Wright girls beat North Harrison 68-22, and the other girls game Jasper defeated Gibson Southern 60-57, which really threw me off. So let me see if I can pull some other scores up here real quick. I'm gonna hit the refresh button here so I can get anything else for us. And I do. Here we go. In the first game, we got Gibson Southern beat Indian Creek 68-38. And the other boys game between them, Gibson Southern and Indian Creek. Then we got South Knox defeated North Harrison 60-43. So those are the other games going on. That means that Gibson Southern will play South Knox in the 8 o'clock game, and Indian Creek will play North Harrison in the 6:30 game. So in the loser bracket. So that's a little bit of breakdown of those of what's going on there in Gibson Southern on the other side of the big bracket. Which, you know, that's where everybody's going to land at tomorrow afternoon. So we're about to start up now between Marposi and Princeton. Controlled game. There we'll play playing the fifth place game tomorrow at noon. The loser will play at 9 o'clock in the morning in the seventh place game. So in this matchup, Marposi comes into this game. They're going to wear their black jerseys again with red lettering. They're going to be the away team on the bracket on the scoreboard. Princeton's going to be wearing white jerseys with red lettering. So that's what we are in this matchup. So looks like everybody's kind of scattered out of here. I'm the last one still left here, and as for media, certainly the sport will move out. They only broadcast the first four games of the day, and that's it. And I don't see the guy from Princeton Clarion. I guess he left too. So I guess I'm only here for the next for two more games. So that's what happens here. So both teams, captains around the court, I'm going to talk with her. And captains for Princeton were Kelly Taylor, Nia Dane, and Raven Jones. All the coaches were Weather Hope and Ellie Devon. So those are the captains for today's game. So we're about to tip this game off and start out in a second. We start off with guard number 3, Mallory Lugs. We'll have a junior forward number 5, Mark Bender. Then we got senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Junior forward number 30, number 20, Ella Weatherholt. Junior forward number 23, Jazz Ward starting in front of Weatherholt today. And the other starter is junior guard number 32, Ellie Joe Johnson. So we got Bender, Heath, Ward, and Johnson in the starting lineup for Marposi. And they're coached by Kevin Cole. For Princeton, their starting lineup will start with Nia Dane, junior guard, Ellie Taylor, junior guard, Raven Jones, another junior. And you got Alexis Kermode playing in the middle, and Jemiah Buford at forward. So that's their lineup for today for Princeton. And they are coached by Travis Connor. So Marposi wearing the black jerseys will be on the away team on the scoreboard. Princeton will be in white jerseys with red lettering. And they'll be the home team on the scoreboard. So that's where we are today. Alexis Kermode's going to jump up against Alyssa Heath. Kermode's a little taller than Heath, and Heath's 6 foot. So Kermode's probably about 6'2", I'd say. Jump ball. Princeton won the jump ball. Ailey Taylor bringing the ball to court. Gives it over to Nia Dame. Dame still handling it. Gives it over to Buford. Buford takes a few dribbles. Passes it from a promote. Bounce passes it over to the side to Raven Jones. Jones gives it to Dame. Dame drives inside here. Almost got it stolen from. Had her hand on the out of bounds line, and so it's going to be Princeton ball. So good defensive move there by Lewis, but still Princeton ball. 7:42 left here in the first quarter. Still a scoreless game. Nia Dane on the ball for Princeton, gives it to Kermode. Kermode takes one dribble, passes it back to Dane. Nia Dane had a good game against Marposi the last time they played. Yeah, Ellie Taylor's handling it right now, being guarded by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Dane. Dane takes a 3-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Buford, but stolen by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball to Corporal Marposi. Gives the ball out to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot, goes up off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Buford. Buford gets the ball to Raven Jones. Jones bringing the ball to Corporal Princeton, gives it out to Ellie Taylor. Taylor He's going to drive in, decide to kick out. Dean takes a shot, rolls out, rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gives it out to Lewis. Lewis passes the top of the key to Johnson. Johnson just tries to kick it back out and set a play up. Johnson drives in the lane there, goes up with it, and she's going to get fouled. They said it's non-shooting foul, so it's going to. That foul is going to be a number 24, Jemiah Buford, and that's her first personal foul. First team foul and first personal foul of the quarter. North Posey inbounds the ball, gets it into Ward. Ward goes up with it, lays it on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Jazlyn Ward. 2-0, North Posey. 6:24 left here, first quarter. Raven Jones gets across the 10-second line for Princeton. Jones bounce passes it to Dame. Nia Dame. Dame gets the ball to Buford. Buford still dribbling the ball for the Tigers. Buford lost control of it, but was able to Dame was able to recover it for her. Gives it to Jones. Back out to Buford. Over to the other side to Ailey Taylor. Ailey Taylor averages 21 points a game. You got to watch her. She's a dangerous ball player. Really stepped her game up from last year. Dame. Or Taylor's going down, driving the basket there. Got trapped. Jazz Ward was able to steal it from her. Got it to Joe Johnson. Johnson's bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Johnson gets the ball out to Lewis. Lewis drilling the ball right now for North Posey. Pass it back to Johnson. Johnson takes one dribble and about to pass the ball in the Ward, but it was a kick ball by Princeton. It's going to be North Posey ball. 5:23 left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 2-0 over Princeton. Mallory Lewis inbound the ball for North Posey. Gets in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 4-0, North Posey. Ailey Taylor bringing the ball to court for Princeton. Taylor bounce passes it out to Kamode. Kamode gives it to Dame. Dame still handling the ball for the Tigers. Gives it over to Buford. Buford almost lost it, but was able to recover it. Buford still handling the ball. Gives it over to Jones. Back to Dame. Dame still dribbling the ball for Princeton. Down to 4:49 left in the clock. Gives it out to Taylor. Taylor takes a three-point shot. Air ball. Recovered by Buford. Buford lays it up. Good. Two-point basket by Jemiah Buford. 4-2 is your score now. Vikings up by two. 4:34 left here, first quarter. Gives it over to Bender. Bender drives in the lane there. Looks like she's going to drive in with it. Kicks it out to Lewis for a three-point shot. Lewis trying to make it, no good. Rebounded by Ailey Taylor. And Taylor gets fouled by Alyssa Heath. That's going to be Heath's first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Princeton's got to inbound the ball and go the full length of the court here at the 4:15 mark of the first quarter. Raven Jones inbound the ball for Princeton. She gets an inbounds to Buford. Lost control of it. Lewis is able to get the ball back from North Posey. Get the ball from North Posey. Gives it over to Bender. Callie Bender bounce passes it to Heath. Back to Bender. Bender passes it on the other side to Johnson. Over to Lewis. Lewis bounce passes in the middle there to Addie Murphy. Just came in the game. And Murphy tried to make a pass and threw it away. Princeton stole the ball. Bring the ball to the court is Nia Dame. Gives it out to Raven Jones. Over on the baseline there to Kermode. Kermode throws it back out. And I think it's off of Princeton. It's going to be North Posey ball, and it is. So 3 minutes, 40 seconds left here, first quarter. North Posey leads 4-2 over Princeton. Mallory Lewis bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Lewis drives the lane there, goes all the way up. Missed her layup. Got her own rebound. Laid it up again. Good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 6-2 North Posey. We got a timeout here. I'm not sure if it's a 30-second or a full timeout here. Just a 30-second timeout. So we got 3 minutes, 27 seconds left here, first quarter. North Posey leads by the score of 6-2 over Princeton early on here. Winner goes to the fifth-place game. Loser will go to the seventh-place game of the Toyota Tournament. So this is game number two for both schools today. Both schools took a loss in their opening game. Princeton lost to Danville in their first game, while North Posey fell to Will Memorial in their matchup. So both teams are coming out, getting back on the court. It was just a 30-second timeout. Not a bad game so far. It just feels like both teams are trying to get a feel of what each team is like and everything like that, and just kind of starting off slow a little bit here in this matchup. So Princeton's going to inbound the ball. Looks like North Posey's in a full court press to start this game, to get started back of this game. So got 3.5 minutes here. Haley Taylor bringing the ball to court for Princeton. Taylor gets the ball across 10-second line to Jones. Back out to Dame. Jones got the ball. She gives it back to Dame. Dame over to Haley Taylor. Taylor still handling the ball for Princeton. Bounce pass back to Dame. Dame gives the ball to Raven Jones. Raven Jones gives it out to Haley Taylor. Taylor bounce passes back to Jones. Back to Taylor. In the middle to Buford. Buford tried to bounce pass it to Jones, but got it out to Jones in time. Back on the other side to Dame. Dame takes a few dribbles here. Down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds left on the clock. Buford gives the ball to Haley Taylor. Haley Taylor passing the baseline to Dame. Dame missed the basket. Kermode was able to get the rebound, and she got fouled going to the basket. And Kermode should be going to the line for two shots. And that foul is going to be on number 5, Kylie Bender. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going the line for Princeton is Alexis Kermode. And Kermode missed her first free throw shot. And the game for North Posey is Jaslyn Ward for Kylie Bender. So Kermode's going to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it rolls out. No good. So Kermode missed both free throw shots. Gets it up court to Murphy. In the middle to Heath. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Princeton. Good defensive move there by Illy Taylor, but it went off her hands. Out of bounds. It's going to be North Posey ball. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left here, first quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson gets the ball to Addie Murphy. Murphy bounce passes it out to Lewigs. In the middle to Ward. And went off the legs of Raymond Jones. It's going to be North Posey ball. 2 minutes, 7 seconds left here, first quarter. Score still 6-2. North Posey leads by 4. Ellie Jo Johnson bring the ball to court. Pass it out to Ward. Over on the other side to Johnson. Over to Murphy. And it went out of bounds off North Posey. It's going to be Princeton ball here. 1 minute, 53 seconds left. North Posey still has a 4-point lead. North Posey's in a full court press. Haley Taylor passes it over to Raven Jones. Got it to Nia Dame across the 10-second line. Nia Dame still handling the ball right now for Princeton. She got it to Buford. Buford takes a couple dribbles, gives it to Haley Taylor. Taylor back out to Raven Jones for a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Jaslyn Ward. Ward looks up court to Murphy. In the middle there to Heath, and Heath makes the 2-point basket. So listen, Heath's got 4 points in the game. 8-2 North Posey. 1 minute, 18 seconds left here, first quarter. Nia Dame pass the ball over to Jones, back to Dame. Dame tried to drive the baseline. Pass it back. Pass it to Haley Jones. Haley Taylor. Sorry about that. Taylor passes to Jones. Over the baseline to Dame on the other side. Try to take a 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson looks up court. Heath tries to lay it up. No good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Jones gives the ball to Taylor. Taylor on a fast break up the court. Goes up with it. It's good. 2-point basket by Ellie Taylor. 8-4 is your score now. North Posey leads by 4. 39 seconds left on the clock. Johnson bringing the ball across the court. 10-second line. And Johnson lost control of it. Princeton bringing the ball to court. Taylor. 3-point basket by Kermode. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson looks up court. Gives it to Lewigs.
16 seconds on the clock. And Lewis looked like she got fouled, but I couldn't believe it. They said it was off of, wow. It looked like it went off a Princeton player, but they says Princeton ball, 10 seconds left on the clock. Buford got the ball to Dame. Dame goes up with it, rolls in, good. Two-point basket by Nia Dame. 8-6 is your score now, and that is the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, North Posey leads this game by the score of 8-6. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Marlin, bringing you live action here today from Princeton High School for the Toyota Tournament. North Posey gets the ball, start the second quarter. Mallory Lewis bringing the ball to court for the North Posey. Gets across the midcourt line. Lewis drives the lane there. Kicks it back out to Murphy. Murphy takes a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. Lewis goes up with it again. No good. And they said that was out of bounds off North Posey. It's going to be Princeton ball. In the game for Princeton now is number 20, Mia Young, for Jemiah Buford. Also in the game for Princeton is number 21, Clara Walden. Ball gets the ball to Taylor. Haley Taylor's bringing the ball to court for Princeton. 7 minutes, 35 seconds left on the clock. Taylor gets it over to Dame. Dame passes it to number 20, Young. Gives it out to Walden. Walden missed the basket. No good. Rebounded by Lewis. And Heath just got called for traveling. So, North Posey turnover there. 7 minutes, 19 seconds left. North Posey leads this game by the score of 8-6. Ailey Taylor bringing the ball to court for Princeton. Taylor gets across the 10-second line. Taylor takes the shot. It's up. It's good. Two-point basket by Ailey Taylor. Tied game now, 8-8. Lewis gets the ball in the middle there to Heath, and Heath goes up with it and makes the basket, and she's going to go to the line for the three-point play. Lady Vikings retook the lead at 10-8. And that foul was in number 15, Alexis Kermode, and that's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Princeton. At the line for the three-point play is Alyssa Heath. Heath missed the shot, rebounded by Jaslyn Ward. Ward gets the ball off to Lewis for a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Mia Young. So Taylor bringing the ball to court for Princeton. Gives it to Maya Dame. Dame gives it over to Walden. Walden back to Dame. Kamala's got the ball right now for Princeton. Gives it to Young. Over to Taylor. Taylor goes up with it. And she gets fouled going to the basket. And that foul is going to be number 14. Addie Murphy, that's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Princeton inbound the ball underneath their basket. 6 minutes, 24 seconds left here, second quarter. Ailey Taylor drives in the lane there, goes up with it, and she gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line, I think, for this one. Pretty sure. And that foul's again on number 14, Addie Murphy. That's two quick fouls on Murphy there. That's her second personal foul, second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Ailey Taylor. Taylor makes her first free throw shot. It's her fifth point of the game. 10-9 now is the score. Vikings up by one. 6 minutes, 19 seconds left here. The game. Taylor takes the second free throw shot. It's up. It's good. So we've got a tie game again. 10-10. Just score. North Posey. Izzy Hallam in the game now for North Posey. Hallam got across the 10-second line. Hallam lost the ball. Maya Daines ran the ball to court. Goes up with a shot. No good. Rebound it by Taylor. Taylor takes a shot. Goes up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Ailey Taylor. 12-10, Princeton leads. First lead of the game for Princeton. Ailey Joe Johnson gets the ball at the court to Heath. Heath tries to lay it up. No good. Rebound it. And we got a jump ball. Actually, we've got a possession arrow, and I'm not sure who it's going to. And it's going to be Princeton ball here. 5 minutes, 43 seconds left. Tigers got a 2-point lead, 12-10. Dane takes a shot. It's up. It's good. 2-point basket by Maya Dane. 14-10 now is your score. Princeton on a 6-0 run right now. Johnson gets the ball to Heath. Gets it out to Hallam. Hallam takes a 3-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Dane. Maya Dame. Handling it right now. Gets it over to Raven Jones. Jones gets across 10-second line to Taylor. And Taylor gets fouled by Hallam. This will be Hallam's first personal foul. That's the team third. So Princeton's going to inbound the ball. Five minutes, 6 seconds left here in the first half. Lady Vikings trail by four. Buford's got the ball right now for Princeton. Gives it out to Taylor. Taylor tries to drive the baseline. Goes up with it. Lays it in good. 2-point basket by Ellie Taylor. 16-10 now is the score. And North Posey just lost the ball again. Oh, man. Dame ran the ball up the court for Princeton and gets called for traveling. Back in the game for North Posey is number three, Mallory Lewis, for Izzy Hallam. Johnson ran the ball up the court for North Posey. Gets it over to Lewis. Over the other side to Bender, and Bender just lost control of it. And it's going to be a North Posey turnover. Things are starting to fall apart for North Posey right now. I don't know what's going on. This is not the North Posey team I'm used to seeing this year. So, and Johnson just stole the ball from Princeton. Lewis bringing the ball up the court for the Vikings. Gets it in the middle there to Heath. Heath banks it on the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 16-12 now. Princeton trails. Or North Posey trails by four. Taylor tries to go up with it. And we got a jump ball. That jump. The possession arrow is going to go to North Posey. 4 minutes exactly left here in the second quarter. North Posey down 16-12. Joe Johnson gets the ball across the 10-second line. gets it over to Lewis. Lewis. Still not taking a dribble yet. Just finally took a dribble. Drove in the paint there. Kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane there. Goes up with it. Rebounded by Heath. Heath goes up with it and gets fouled. And he's going to go to the line for the three-point play. 16-14 now is your score. That foul is on number 24, Jemiah Buford. That's her second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going to the line for the three-point play is Alyssa Heath. He takes a shot. It's good. So she gets the three-point play. North Posey trails 16-15 now. They're only down one. 3 minutes and 36 seconds left. Taylor takes a three-point shot. Goes up. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Lady Vikings could retake the lead here on this possession. 3 minutes, 21 seconds left. Bender drives the lane there, goes up with it, and Bender gets fouled going to the basket. And that foul's on number 15, Lessis Kermode. That's her second personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Kylie Bender. Bender takes her first free throw shot, goes up, and it's no good. Bender still has not got a point today in the game. In the game from Princeton is number 13, Olivia McKee, for Alexis Kermode. Bender takes her second free throw shot, goes up. It's good. So she goes 1-for-2 there at the line, gets her first point of the game. Tied game, 16-16 now. And that went out of bounds off North Posey. It's still going to be Princeton ball. 3:16 left on the clock here in second quarter. Tie game, 16-16. Good Lord, Raven Jones. Jones gives the ball to Taylor. Taylor back out to Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Johnson goes up court. Throws it up court to Bender, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Princeton ball. 2 minutes, 58 seconds left here, second quarter. Oh, no, it went off the hands of a Princeton player. Wow, I thought it was out of bounds off of North Posey. So North Posey's going to get the ball back here. 2 minutes and 58 seconds left. Ward's got the ball right now for North Posey. Gets a bounce pass in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes over the jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Princeton. Nia Dame's got the ball right now for the Lady Tigers. Dame being guarded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Got it over to Raven Jones. Jones gives it to Taylor. Taylor drives in the lane there. Goes up with it. Gets it blocked by Bender. And she's going to go line for two shots. And that's going to be on Kylie Bender. That's her second personal foul. Second personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter. Going the line for two free throw shot. Bailey Taylor. Taylor, first free throw shot. No good. Taylor now is 2-for-3 from the free throw line. In the game for North Posey is number 10, Caitlin Seibert, for Kylie Bender. Taylor takes her second free throw shot, goes up, and it's good. 17-16 now is the score. Princeton leads by one. 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. Johnson gets the ball to Seibert. Seibert takes one pass, passes it over to Lugs, over on the other side to Johnson. Johnson gives the ball to Seibert. Over on the other side to Lewis. Seibert goes in the middle there to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Heath got blocked, and nobody called. They didn't call anything. So Princeton ran the ball up the court. Taylor's got the ball right now for Lady Tigers. Gives it out to Nia Dame. Dame decides to kick it back out. Being guarded by Lewis. Down 1:55 left here. And we got a foul on Mallory Lewis. That's going to be Lewis' first personal foul. And it's going to be the 15th foul of the quarter for North Posey. That's you. And Dame makes her first free throw shot. That's her fifth point of the game. 18-16 now is your score. Princeton leads by two. Dane gets her second free throw shot, goes up, and it's also good. He goes 2-for-2 there at the line on that. 19-16, Princeton leads by 3. 1 minute, 49 seconds left here in the game and the first half. Ward goes up with it. Oh, missed it. Rebounded by Heath. Heath missed it. Heath got her own shot. Goes up with it, and she gets fouled going to the basket. I mean, for the other shot. So, and that foul is going to be number 13, Olivia McKee. That's her first personal foul. That's her first personal foul. And Heath made her first free throw basket. That makes the score 19-17, Princeton. Heath, second free throw shot, no good. Taylor bringing the ball to court for Princeton. She gives it out to Raven Jones. Jones takes a three-point shot. Up. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward gets the ball out to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball to court for the Vikings. Gives it over to Lewis. Back to Johnson. Over on the other side to Seibert, back to Johnson. Down to 1 minute, 7 seconds left here in the first half. He's got the ball. He takes a three-point shot. No good. Off the rim, rebounded by number 21, Claire Walden. Taylor bringing the ball to court for Princeton. Lady Vikings down to 19-17. Nia Dane bringing the ball to court for Princeton. Being guarded by Lewis. Gives it out to Warden or to Walden, over to Taylor. Taylor's handling it. Taylor just about lost it, and we got a possession arrow. And the possession arrow is going to go to Princeton, I believe. 33 and a half seconds left. Taylor gets the ball out to Walden, over to Raven Jones. Jones back to Taylor. Down to 18 seconds on the clock. Taylor passes it out to Dame. Dame gets the ball, passes it to Walden, then it goes out of bounds off of Princeton. It's going to be North Posey ball here with 9.2 seconds left. North Posey could either tie the game or take the lead here right before the half. Johnson bringing the ball to court down to 7 seconds. 6. Lewis takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Walden, and that is the end of the first half. After two periods of play, Princeton leads this game by the score of 19-17. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the first half totals of this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Crimson High School Gymnasium for the Toyota Teamwork Classic Tournament. Halftime break right now. Princeton leads this game 19-17 over North Posey. Princeton, I'll go back. First quarter, North Posey won that first quarter 8-6. Lady Vikings took a 8-2 lead there to start off the game. Then Princeton scored the last two baskets to cut it within 2 points at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter came along. North Posey struggled. Matter of fact, we had a few ties there in the game. Princeton tied the game up 8-8, then 10-10. Then we got tied up at 16-16. We had three ties in the first half of this game, and North Posey tied it up at 16-16. Then from that point, Princeton scored three straight points in a row. And North Posey now trails this game by 2 at the half. So 19-17 is the score. So North Posey won the first quarter 8-6. Princeton won the second quarter 13-9. And that's where we are at 19-17. Individual scoring totals in the first half. Leading the way for Princeton is Allie Taylor. She's got 11 points in the game. She averages about 21 a game for the Lady Tigers. Nia Dame's got 6 points. And Jemiah Buford's got 2, and that's only 3 players have scored so far here in the first half for Princeton. For North Posey, it's just about the same, really. Alyssa Heath's got 12 of the Lady Vikings' 17 points in the first half. Mallory Lewis has got 2 points. Jazz Ward's got 2 points. And Kylie Bender's got 1. So that's the scoring total so far here in the first half for North Posey as well. So we're going to step away for a moment. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, I'll bring you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 dock fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Mullen, bringing you live back here today from Princeton Community High School between the North Posey Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Getting ready to start the third quarter. North Posey's going to get the ball at midcourt. We start playing again. Kylie Bender's going to inbound the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. They come back into play here. Same lineup for North Posey's. As their starting lineup, we got Bender, Johnson, Lewigs, Heath, and Ward starting for North Posey. So Bender inbound the ball to Johnson. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. She's trying to get across the 10-second line. She does. Johnson drives the lane, kicks it out to Lewis. Lewis goes inside the paint, laid it up, no good. Rebounded by Dame. Nia Dame bounce passes over to Ailey Taylor. Taylor handling the ball right now for Princeton. Taylor gets it over to Buford. Buford drives in the basket there, tries laying one up, no good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward gets the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson looks up court to Lewis. Lewis takes a jump shot, goes in, it's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. Tied game again, 19-19. Raven Jones gets the ball to Buford, and they're going to get a reach-in call on Jazz Ward.
That's going to be Ward's first personal foul. First personal foul, first team foul of the quarter. So Raven Jones going to inbound the ball for Princeton. Gets an inbounds to Taylor, and Taylor couldn't keep hold of it. It was kind of a bad pass. And it's going to be a Princeton turnover. North Posey ball. 7 minutes, 8 seconds left here, third quarter. Tied game, 19-19. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Got across the 10-second line. Johnson tried to lay it up and missed it. Rebounded by Kermode. Kermode got the ball to Ellie Taylor. Taylor bringing the ball to court. Gets over to Dane. Dane gets the ball to Buford. Buford to Jones. Jones to Kermode now. Kermode all outside the three-point line. Taylor drives in the lane there. Gives the ball off to Dame. Dame to Jones for a three-point shot. Up, it's good. Three-point basket by Raven Jones. That's her first points of the game. 22-19 is your score. Princeton up by three. Get the ball up the court to Ward. Bender takes three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Buford. Taylor bringing the ball up the court for Princeton. Gets the ball out to Jones. Jones takes three-point shot again. And it's good. 2 3-point baskets by Raven Jones. 25-19 is your score now. North Posey down six. The ball to Johnson. In the middle to Ward. Ward banks it on the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 25-21 is your score. Lady Vikings down four. Jones gets the ball to Dame. Dane goes up with it. It gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for the three-point play. Nia Dane gets the two-point basket. 27-21 is your score now. Jazz Ward gets called for the foul. That's her second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for North Posey, and going the line for the three-point play is Nia Dane. Dane takes her shot. Rolls out. No good. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court. Princeton got a 6-point lead, 27-21. And North Posey calls a timeout. It's going to be a full timeout by North Posey. 27-21, Princeton leads this game. 5 minutes, 27 seconds left here, third quarter. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly, and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here today from Princeton High School Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. 5 minutes, 27 seconds left here in the third quarter. Princeton has a 27-21 lead over North Posey. Princeton got two big three-point baskets from Raven Jones to give them a little bit of a cushion to leading this matchup. So inbound the ball, Kylie Bender to Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson drives in the lane there, goes up with it, missed the basket, rebounded by Buford. Dame looks up court, gives it to Ellie Taylor. Taylor gives in the middle to Dame, and Dame gets called for the offensive foul. Nia Dane gets called for her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Princeton. 5 minutes, 8 seconds left. Bender drives in the lane there, tries to go up with it. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds off North Posey. Princeton ball here. 5 minutes, 1 second left. Taylor bringing the ball across the 10-second line for Princeton. Gets it over to Dame.
Nia Dame.
Dame got the ball stolen by the Lewigs. Gets the ball up to Bender. Bender got the ball to Heath. Heath went up with it, and Heath got fouled. And they called Heath with traveling. I don't know about that. That was a horrible call. I don't know where they got traveling on that one. That was more of a foul. Up court, Kermode tried to get the ball, and she laid it up. Good. Two-point basket by Alexis Kermode. 29-21 is your score now. Vikings down by 8. Posey can't put together two good quarter. Put together this third quarter kills them right now. It's going to be out of bounds off of Princeton. I don't know what happened there. So North Posey got the ball. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left, down 29-21. The Ward. Ward takes a shot. It's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 29-23 is your score. Taylor gets the ball. Dame gets across the 10-second line. Back to Taylor. Gets the ball. Oh, Dame almost lost the ball. Taylor goes up with it, and Taylor's going to get fouled going to the basket. That foul is going to be on number 23, Jasmine Ward. That's her third personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter. Going to the line for two free throw shots is Ailey Taylor. Takes her first free throw shot. It's good. She's got 12 points in the game now. 30-23 is your score. Princeton leads by 7. Here, 3:46 left, third quarter. Taylor takes her second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. 31-23 is your score. Princeton has an 8-point lead. Left, Bender. Bender takes a few dribbles. Passes it back out to Murphy. Bounce pass to Johnson. Over to Murphy. Lewigs. Got the ball. Lewigs drives in the lane there. Takes a jump shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Heath. And Heath got fouled again, and they did not call it. And then they call a foul on her from behind. Unbelievable. This is like 8 versus 5 out here on this court right now. Here we go. Buford got the ball, gets it out to number 21, which is Claire Warden, and she just nailed a 3-point basket. 34-23 is your score now. Princeton leads by, not a 2-point basket, 33-23. 2-point basket. Johnson goes up with it, lays it in, good. 2-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. That's her first point of the game. 33-25 is the score now. The Vikings down 8. Taylor. Green ball to court, gives it over to Kermode. Kermode gives it to Warden, or Walden. Walden. Taylor's got it now. Taylor being guarded by Johnson. Gives it out to Kermode, outside 3-point line, in the middle to Dame. Dame gives it over to Buford. Buford back out to Taylor. Down to 2 minutes left in the clock. Buford. Back out to Walden, over to Taylor. Walden takes a 3-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Goes up with it. No good. Rebounded. And we got a
We got a possession arrow, and the possession arrow is going to go to Princeton. 1 minute, 34 seconds left here, third quarter. 33-25 is your score. Princeton leads this game by 8. Mia Young's in the game now for Princeton, and we got a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're just going to stay here on the air. So you got 1 minute, 34 seconds left here, third quarter. Princeton leads this game 33-25 over North Posey. Don't know how to describe this game, so it's kind of, I don't know. So it's kind of just got out of the hands. It was tied. Princeton led this game 19-17 at the half. And from that point, Princeton, it's been, this game's been all, it was tied at 19-19. And from this point on, Princeton's took a 14-5, they took a 14-6 run from this point. So they took over this game and now lead by 8. So that's where we are. North Posey's in a full-court press right now. And Bender just stole the ball from the inbound, and she got fouled, and she's going to go line for 2. And that foul is going to be number 20, Nia Young. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter. So going line for 2 free throw shots will be Kylie Bender. Bender makes her first free throw shot. That's her second point of the game. 33-26 now. Bender takes her second free throw shot, and it's also good. So 33-27. North Posey down 6. Raven Jones gets the ball to Buford. Buford lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Jemiah Buford. 35-27 is the score. And we got a possession arrow again. And the possession arrow is going to go to North Posey. Down to 1 minute, 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Lady Vikings trail this game by 8 points, 35-27. Inbounding the ball will be Mallory Lewis for North Posey. Gets the ball inbounds to Heath. Heath drives the baseline, takes his jump shot, goes up, gets her own rebound, goes up again, gets her own... gets her own rebound again and goes up again and gets fouled, and she's going to go line for 2. And that foul is going to be number 24, Jemiah Buford. That's her third personal foul. 13th foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going line for 2 free throw shots is Alyssa Heath. Heath takes her first free throw shot. It's no good. Heath has 12 points in the game now. She is... miss. That's her third free throw miss today in this game. Second free throw shot goes up, and it's good. So she gets 13 points in the game. 35-28 now. The Vikings trail by 7. Get it up court. He just stole the ball from Princeton player. Gets it up to Bender. Bender goes up with it, and they go. It goes out of bounds off Princeton. That should have been a foul. On Bender got fouled, and they did not call it. Not trying to be biased or anything, but this is a poorly refereed game, I think. Well, Murphy got the ball to Lewis. Lewis drives the lane there, lays one up. Good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 35-30. North Posey just stole the ball back again. Got in the middle there to Bender, and Bender just laid it up on the glass. Laid it up. 35-32 now is your score. Lady Vikings down 3. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. And North Posey just stole the ball again. Lewis goes up with it, lays it up. It's good. 2-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 35-34. Vikings down by 1. Taylor gets it, takes a 3-point shot, goes up, no good, and that is the end of the third quarter.
at the end of the three quarters. Marposi down by one at 35-34. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Gymnasium between the Marposi Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Marposi's put a big fight in here now. They're currently up on a 7-0 run right now on Princeton right now. Cut the lead to 1 point at 35-34. So Princeton's going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Princeton having a hard time getting the ball up the court. And they just threw the ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Norposi ball. So Princeton turnover there to start this quarter. No clock. Been ran. Still 8 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. The ball should be taken out down here in this corner here, not at freaking midcourt. I don't know what that referee, what there's, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I agree with Coach Kolb on that one, so he's got a reason to complain on that one. So I don't know what's going on. Johnson's got the ball right now for Norposi. Lady Vikings got the ball. They could take the lead. Ward's got it in the middle there. Goes up with it. It's good. Two-point basket by Jaslyn Ward. Norposi leads 36-35. Nia Dane takes a jump shot, goes off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball to court. Marposi gets the ball in the middle there to Ward. Ward goes up with it, gets it blocked. And we got a jump ball, or a possession arrow. I still say jump ball because back in the old days. And it's going to be Norposi ball. 7 minutes, 29 seconds left in this game. Lady Vikings got a one-point lead. Bender goes up with it. Missed their basket. Rebounded by Kermode. Taylor gets the ball to Raven Jones. Back to Taylor. Taylor handling the ball right now for Princeton. Gets it back to Kermode. Over to Dame. And that looked like a traveling there. So Dame just threw it away. And we got a timeout by Princeton. And it's a 30-second timeout by Princeton. So 6 minutes, 56 seconds left. I think I was an over and back on Princeton, too, as well. And they said it went off the hand of a Norposi player. I disagree with that one, too, as well. So this is a poor officiated game. No offense, but it's a bad. But 6 minutes, 56 seconds left here. Fourth quarter. Vikings have a one-point lead, 36-35. Marposi's currently on a 9-0 run right now on Princeton. And I think I was over and back a little bit ago, and the officials did not call it correctly, but they still said it's Princeton ball, so... So here we go. Princeton's going to get the ball, and nice defensive move there by Bender. Knock it out of bounds. Still Princeton ball here. Princeton having a hard time getting the ball in bounds. Get across the 10-second line, over to Buford. Buford on the other side to Kamo. Kamo takes a three-point shot off the front of the rim.
rebounded by Buford. He forgets the ball to Taylor. And Taylor just threw it away to Dame, and it's going to be out of bounds off Princeton. Or Posey ball. Princeton in a full-court press now. With the ball to Lewis. Lewis handling the ball, gives it to Murphy. Murphy passes it out to Ward. Bender lost control of it, was able to recover it by Ward, and Ward got fouled. Going to the basket by Kermode, it looks like. That was on Alexis Kermode. That's her third foul. First team foul of the quarter for Morposi. 6:25 left on the clock. Up top to Ward. Ward gets the ball over to Johnson. Lug's got it right now. Back out to Ward. Ward takes a baseline shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Raven Jones. Jones goes up court to Kermode, and Kermode lays it on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Alexis Kermode. 37-36 now. Princeton leads again by one. 5:55 left here in this game. And Johnson just got fouled going to the basket, and that foul's on number one, Nia Dame. Their second personal foul, second team foul, the quarter for Princeton. Back in the game is Lissa Heath for Addie Murphy. Morposi going to have to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Here we go. Lewis gets it up top to Heath. Heath takes a jump shot. No good. Air balls rebounded by Ailey Taylor. Taylor, it's up court. They get up court to Kermode. Kermode lays up. It's good. And she's going to go in line for the two-point play. Princeton now leads 39-36. That foul is on Mallory Lewis. That's her second personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Morposi. Going in line for one free throw shot in the three-point play is Alexis Kermode. Kermode makes a three-point play. Forty-36 now. And that foul is on number 24, Buford. And that's her fourth personal foul. And that'll be her fourth personal foul and the third team foul of the quarter. Morposi is able to recover it. Lewis. Gets it out to Ward. And it went off of Princeton player. It's going to be Morposi ball. So 40-36 is your score. 5 minutes, 26 seconds left. Johnson. And the ball gets in the middle there to Ward. Ward goes up with it, and Ward gets called for traveling. Wow. Morposi led 36-35 a minute ago, and now Princeton's pulled off five straight points here on Morposi. Taylor makes a shot, goes up, it's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Taylor. 42-36. Heath just made a shot. Looks like Heath, two-point basket by her. 42-38. That's court number 30, Mia Young. Mia Young gets the ball to Taylor. Taylor to Walden. Walden gives it back to Taylor. We got a full timeout by Princeton. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the game. 42-38. Princeton leads this game by four. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Viking Basketball.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need.
With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM. For Lady Viking Basketball, I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Gymnasium between the North Georgia Lady Vikings and Princeton Lady Tigers. 4 minutes, 40 seconds left here in this game. Princeton leads by the score of 42-38. I don't know how to describe this game really. So I'm just gonna just call the game and leave it at that. So Princeton's gonna get the ball when we go back to play here. Raven Jones gonna inbound the ball for Princeton. Princeton trying to find an open player to get it to Taylor. Taylor back out to Raven Jones. Jones pass the ball over to Buford. Buford hands it off to Taylor. Taylor bounce passes to Mia Young. Young over to Taylor. Taylor gets a bounce pass in the middle there to Buford and misses it. And it went off bounce off of Marposi. Princeton ball. Unbelievable. 4 minutes, 14 seconds left here in this game. Marposi trails by four. Get in Mia Young. Young bounce passes over to Raven Jones. Jones gives it to Taylor. And Ellie Jo Johnson just stole the ball from. And we got a kick ball on Princeton. It's going to be Norposi ball. 4 minutes exactly left in this game. Nia Dames back in the game for Princeton. So Norpo's going to inbound the ball. Bender gets the ball to Lewis. Heath goes up with it. Heath gets fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. And that foul's going to be number 15, Alexis Cremeau. That's her fourth personal foul. 14th foul of the quarter for Princeton. Going line for two free throw shots is Alyssa Heath. And Heath makes her first free throw shot. 42-39 now is your score. Princeton leads by three still. And Heath makes the second shot. So 42-40 now is your score. Princeton has a two-point lead. Raven Jones goes across the 10-second line, gives it to Nia Dame. Dame back to Jones. And Bender just stole the ball. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Princeton. It's going to be Norposi ball. So Kylie Bender just stole the ball. Good defensive move there by her to get the ball back for Norposi. Norposi could tie the game up in this possession. Bender takes a three-point shot, and it's good. Three-point basket by Kylie Bender. Norposi leads 43-42. 3 minutes, 29 seconds left in this game. Nia Dame put the ball at the court to Kermode, and Kermode got fouled by Heath going to the basket. That's going to be Alyssa Heath's third personal foul. Team second, which was a good foul, I think. So Lady Vikings got a one-point lead, 3 minutes, 29 seconds left. Kermode takes the first free throw shot, and it's good. Tied game again, 43-43. Kermode takes the second free throw shot, it goes up, and it's no good. Rebound it by Bender. And we got a timeout by Norposi. So good call, good decision by Bender there to call a timeout on that missed free throw by Kermode when she was on the floor there. So we got a tie game, 43-43. 3 minutes, 19 seconds left. Norposi's going to have the ball when we come back into play here. One crazy game right now. So I'm going to have to total up the lead changes and ties in this game and all that, because there's I'm sure there's a few in this matchup. So it's been a pretty crazy game. North Posey, when they went up 36-35, then Princeton went up 42-36. Then from that point, North Posey retook the lead back at 43-42, and now we're tied at 43-43. So it's a crazy, crazy game today between these two schools. And it's like nobody's backing off and nobody's throwing in the towel. So it's a pretty good game. Johnson bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Down to 3 minutes, 15 seconds left in this matchup. Johnson still handling the ball right now for North Posey. 3 minutes, 5 seconds on the clock now left. Looks like North Posey is going to hold for a little bit. Somebody on Princeton's side or from one of the fan center screen and shoot it. Now 2 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock now. I don't know what North Posey's game plan is or what Coach Colb's trying to do. Down 2:40 on the clock. Johnson. We're still holding the ball. Down to 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock now. No shot clock in high school basketball. And when in Indiana, there's not. 2 minutes, 22 seconds on the clock now. Like Lady Vikings are going to try to run it out. Down to 2:15 now on the clock. Coach Connor over here from Princeton's wondering what's going on. Here we go. Gets the ball over to Lewis. Princeton's defense really picked up there. 2 minutes now. And then Murphy got fouled by Dane. Wow. Crazy. That foul was on number one. Nia Dane, that's her third personal foul. That's a fifth now. That should be two shots. So that's a fifth team foul now. So Addie Murphy's going to the line now for two free throw shots. Murphy has not got a point today in this game. So Murphy's not scored a point today in this game. First free throw shot goes up, and it rolls out. No good. Let's get this next one. Come on, Murphy. This next one. Go on, Addie. Get the second one. It rolls in. It's good. So one, she gets one for two. 44-43 now. North Posey leads by one. They get the ball at the court to Taylor. Ellie Taylor's handling the ball right now. Down to 145 left. Gets the ball to Raven Jones. Jones gets the ball over Taylor in the middle to Dame. Dame lost control of it. Stolen by Mallory Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Addie Murphy. Murphy gets across 10-second line. Gets the ball to Johnson. Johnson holding the ball down a minute and 27 seconds left in the clock. Passes it over to Murphy. Murphy gets the ball to Bender. Bender goes up with it. Bender gets fouled, and they don't call a foul, and they did call a foul on Heath. So Heath's going to go line for two. And that foul's at number five, Raven Jones. That's her first personal foul.
Two shots
for Alyssa Heath. Heath today has 13, 15, 17 points in the game. Heath takes her first free throw shot, rolls in, and rolls out. North Posey got hit these free throws. They are killing themselves in this game. But they are up one right now, a minute 14 left on the clock, on the game clock. Heath gets her to take a second free throw shot. It goes up. It's good. So she gets one for two on that play. Got a two-point lead, 45-43. And we got a timeout by Princeton, I believe. And it is our Princeton. And it's going to be a full timeout. A full timeout by Princeton. So 45-43, North Posey lead by two. Minute 14 left here in this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Community High School Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. Got 1 minute, 14 seconds left in this game. North Posey has a 45-43 lead over Princeton. Princeton gets the ball when we come back into play here. They're up two. I mean, North Posey's up 2 points right now. So Princeton's going to have to go the full length of the court when they come back into play here. And that's funny. Kylie Bender was trying to inbound the ball, and it was funny. And the referee's like, no, that's not your ball. that's pretty slick. So here we go. Raven Jones going to inbound the ball. Heath needs to stay back. Yep. They get the ball inbounds to Buford. Buford gets the ball out to Kermode. Over to Dame right now. Dame's handling it. Down to minute five left on the clock. Dame gets the ball to Raven Jones. Over to Taylor. Taylor takes a shot. No good. Gets it out to Buford. Gets a wrong rebound. And we got a foul on North Posey. And that foul is going to be number 14, Addie Murphy. That's her third personal foul. Only the third team foul of the quarter for North Posey. 52.4 seconds left. Lady Vikings have a 2-point lead. Get the ball in the middle of Taylor. Taylor goes up with it, and Taylor gets fouled going to the basket. That foul is going to be a number 3, Mallory Lugs. That's her third personal foul. Third personal foul, 14 foul. Going the line for 2 free throw shots is Taylor. Taylor makes her first free throw shot. She's almost money here on these. 45-44 is your score. Taylor gets ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up. And it's also good. So we got a tie game now. 45-45 is the score. So North Posey got a tie game now here. 49.6 seconds left. Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Passes over to Bender. Bender back to Johnson. Johnson in the middle to Heath. Over to Lewis. Back out to Johnson. Over to Bender. Bender back over to Johnson. Lewis. Back to Johnson. Over to Bender. Down to 27 seconds on the clock. Lewis takes a 3-point shot. It's good. 3-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 48-45, North Posey. Full timeout here by North Posey. So 48-45, North Posey leads this game. 22 seconds exactly left on the clock. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Deal retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland bringing you live action here today from Princeton Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. 22 seconds exactly left on the game clock. Lady Vikings have a 48-45 lead over Princeton. Mallory Lewis just gave the Lady Vikings a lead here with a 3-point basket she just made with the game was tied at 45. Lady Vikings have 48-45 lead. North Posey needs to put somebody back a little bit because they're gonna do the cherry pick. Yeah, there we go. Okay, he's gonna go. Heath and Bender both need to go back. There we go. Smart move because
they are going to try to throw it up court, if anything. Dame's got the ball, gives it out to Jones. Jones over to Taylor. Taylor's going to be the one that's going to take the shot. Back to Jones. Jones takes the shot. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound it. And they said it was out of bounds off of North Posey. It's going to be Princeton ball. 8.6 seconds left. And we got a full timeout by Princeton. 8.6 seconds left. North Posey leads 48-45. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
JT's Hardware, Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Princeton Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Princeton Lady Tigers. 8.6 seconds left here in this matchup. North Posey has a three-point lead, 48-45. Princeton's going to get the ball underneath their basket with 8.6 seconds left. Lady Tigers have to get a three-point basket or get fouled and go to the line for a three-point play. So one of the two. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're trying to get the ball inbounded. They get it up, bounce to Taylor, and that should have been fouled. Taylor takes a Jones takes a shot, and that's it. North Posey wins, and Coach Connor is out in the middle of the court yelling right now at the officials. North Posey wins this game by the final score of 48-45. North Posey will play in the fifth-place game tomorrow at noon. So congratulations, North Posey. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll bring you the scoring totals from today's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Final score in North Posey is 48-45 over Princeton. North Posey improves their season record to 8 wins and 4 losses on the year, while Princeton falls to 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. Crazy game in this matchup. And it went down to the wire. So, but North Posey won that first quarter 8-6. Then Princeton battled back, won the second quarter 13-9 to take a 19-17 lead at the halftime break in a very low scoring game. Then North Posey won the third quarter 17-16. But we're still down 35-34 at the end of three quarters. Then in the start of the fourth quarter, North Posey jumped out to 36-35 lead, the first lead they've had in quite a while. Then from that point, Princeton went on a 6-0 run there to up their lead 42-36. Then North Posey jumped out to a North Posey went on a 7-0 run to take a 43-42 lead. Then from there, North Posey kind of maintained the lead by 1 or 2 points or tied the game, but ended up escaping with a 3-point win at 48-45. So North Posey won this game by the score of 48-45. They will play in the fifth place game tomorrow at noon from Wynn Memorial High School, while Princeton lost their game. They're going to play in the seventh place game. Their game will be at 9 a.m. in the morning. So, but individual scoring in the game, Princeton, Ailey Taylor, averaged around 21 points a game. She had 17 points in the game today. Alexis Kermode and Nia Dame both had 8 points each in this matchup. Raven Jones had 6 points. Jemiah Buford had 4 points. Claire Walton had 2 points. And that's the scoring for Princeton in this matchup. For North Posey, they were led in scoring with a game-high of 18 points by Alyssa Heath. Mallory Lewis had 11 points in the game. She had a key 3-point basket there at the end to help North Posey get that 48-45 lead. Then we had Jaslyn Ward had 8 points. Kylie Bender with 8 points. Ellie Jo Johnson with 2 points. And Addie Murphy with 1 point. And that's the scoring today for North Posey. So, again, North Posey escapes with a 48-45 win over Princeton. And they will play in the fifth place game tomorrow at the Toyota Teamwork Challenge against who do they play tomorrow? Let's see what they got here on this slate here. They got the loser game. They're going to play either North Harrison or Gibson Southern. So we just got to see who they're going to play here. And I won't know that till later on, but I will not. But I'll be back on the air again around 8 o'clock, around 7:50. So I got about 3 hours in between games. So we'll be back on the air again about 7:50. And then at that time, I will let you know who North Posey girls are going to play tomorrow in their fifth place game. So until then, we're going to step away for a moment, and when we come, we'll be back in about 3 hours, and we'll bring you the boys' game, North Posey boys' game, when they play against the Princeton Tigers and the winner's bracket of the semifinals. Until then, we'll be back in a few hours.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union,
Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.